fictional vasectomy tale. I know this fictional guy that based this poem off an original guy. He had a vasectomy recently, and before he did this procedure, he snuck a bunch of cups from the urologist's office during the initial vasectomy consultation. And the week leading up to the procedure, he filled up about 8 cups of sperm and decided to send them to sperm banks around the country, thinking that if he had to ever adopt in the future, these banks throughout the United States would use his sperm for fertilization for either infertile couples or gay couples, and his child would exist out there and could be either adopted or visited later on. It just wasn't a thought. It was just a thought, and he did it. He knew he may never know if these vials would ever be used, but every time he went about to a strange airport in another city or traveled in the U.S., he kept his eye wandering a bit for his likeness in a youngster, just in case the last of his legal, tender, biological sperm was used to create one more human life on lovely little planet Earth.